This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you imagine a summit where the leaders of the world are meeting? No doubt that everybody will be looking forward. What's the summit about? What's the outcome of it? You know, the best scientists when they meet together, or the leaders, the political leaders of the world, and the head of the states when they meet. People will be anticipating an outcome that is important for that world. Can you imagine the greatest leaders ever that humanity get to know? Met not in just an important city, but they met in the heavens. They met actually in the seventh heaven, next to Al-Bayt al-Ma'mur. That was Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They met, and Ibrahim alayhi, this meeting was very short, and Ibrahim alayhi salam has a message he wants to deliver to us. He told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as an Imam al-Tirmidhi reported and others, that he told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أبلغ أمتك مني السلام. Tell your ummah assalamu alaikum. And let them know that al-Jannah, paradise, طيبةٌ تربتها طيبةٌ تربتها. It's a pure, the soil of Jannah is pure. عذبٌ ماءها. The water of paradise is delicious. And he said, وَإِنَّهَا قِيعَان. That the land of paradise, قِيعَان, it means a flat and a soil that is so ready to plant things in it. And this is regard a portion of Jannah. It was left open, left flat for you to utilize. وَغِرَاسُهَا, in order for you to plant this piece of land and to make a garden in it, it will be made by saying, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. My brothers and sisters, unfortunately, so many times we don't value dhikrullah azza wa jal. When Ibrahim met the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam just for a few minutes, the message that he has for him is about these four words, about the concept of dhikr. I wish that each and every one of us realize the importance of dhikr and the power of dhikr in our life, like the way the prophets and the messengers did. My brothers and sisters, a dua and a dhikr, it is one of the best tools that you can use to soften your heart. It is the best way to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to get what you want. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our dua always accepted and make us among those who always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I would like to discuss more of the importance of dua and the rules of dua and the etiquettes of dua with you in my upcoming class 24/7, the fiqh of dhikr and dua. I do believe it is one of the most important courses that I offer within Maghrib Institute so far, and the most practical one as well.